Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
Monty, it's so good to hear your voice again. We miss you on those days when you're not here.
Well, Tuesdays I won't be here because I take care of my aunt. And then yesterday morning at I got Bach and my aunt's daughter had to she got called in. She's a substitute for Bethel High School here in, up in Tacoma, so she got called in to go in. So she had nobody to take care of aunt after 8 o'clock when her husband left for work. So I had to get ready and shower and do my stuff and head to Tacoma yesterday again. So that was the reason I wasn't here. But I can certainly go back. I'm sure listen to it on the call. And I'll.
So good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To be on the call. Good morning.
Glad to hear everybody's happy voices this morning.
Glad to hear yours as well.
It's going to be a great day.
It is a pretty day out here. A little breeze. Want to remind everybody, it's really quite easy to get on the WebEx. If you're not sure how to do so, we'll be glad to help you. Just let you email me. We could even have a practice if you'd like. So that you'll be ready, but it's not really that hard. Just knowing where to click. And so let's go ahead and get started. It's Thursday morning, and I'm going to do a little warm up here, and then we're going to turn the time over to Nancy. The first thing we want to let you know that this is a health style call. We have a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, and those choices are what will help us to keep ourselves more mind and body fit. First thing I would like to know this morning is if there's anybody new who hasn't been on the call before. Well, Mary Ellen Gill, you're new on the call today. Good morning. You're even on the WebEx. Good for you. Would you like to say hi and tell us where you're calling from? I think she's on mute. Well, good morning. We're glad to have you here. And anyone else that's just on the phone that's new today? Well, good to you anyway. Okay, first thing I have made a little bit of a change here on the picture, the slide where we have pictures of the presenters and a few of the people who are constant. I didn't get Doug's picture up here, but I do have it, and I've got to get that on here. I added a health style charts we use for our tools, and our tools are the slides, some of them that we always have on hand and we talk about quite a bit. And those I wanted to let you know, you can print them off at www.yb, Herton.com, and that's on the screen. And that's just the tools, such as this one that tells us the 10 points. And that's one we print off usually every week because we keep track of the things we do to stay healthy, a 10 points a day health style for Wellness with Nikken. And we're going to just talk a couple of the charts today before we get started with Nancy. One includes the PIMAG water. I'm not going to go into them. We do that on Monday. We go over this thoroughly. The second one is getting good sleep, hopefully on a magnetic Nikken sleep system. And for magnetic and far infrared helps you have much better sleep and with a new mask. Exercise, you can do 30 minutes of walking or whatever other exercise you like to do. You can do it all at one time. I've scheduled some here. I like doing mine before a meal and get my metabolism going. I especially like the one that I do before bedtime. And so the morning and evening one are my favorite ones that I miss. Sometimes I miss the ones that are in between, so then I have to make sure I get my 30 minutes to be able to count a full point for each one of these. The nutritionals are the Nikken nutritionals, and you take whichever ones you decide you're going to be taking, and take your nutritionals every day. Makes a whole lot of difference, and we'll be talking about that a little bit today. Journaling is marking down a little check water, but the main thing is kind of, you have enough room in these little rectangles here to fill in what you have had to eat, because keeping track of what we eat and flipping this paper over and write down how you felt the next day or right afterwards will help you know what's best for your body. We talk about listening to our body. And by doing that, we know what makes it happy and healthy. Okay, and so we have 5 points for eating, 3 for the meals and 2 for the snacks. I'm showing, pointing this with no pointer. Here we go. And 2 for the snacks. So then you just add up your points for each day, add them all up at the end of the week, divide by 7, and you'll have your average. You know if you're a perfect 10 or maybe just working your way up and getting more and more points each week. I have a new slide in here, but I'm going to do it at the end. It's called Newsflash. There was a newsflash. Okay, so then we have some slides that you can look online, and these are just to give you an idea of how much to eat and which ones are the best. We have acid alkalinity per color, and then we have the amounts marked in these little squares. And this follows Dr. Sears' program, which we ran some years ago, and everybody did so well with this program, we decided to bring it back. 3 blocks of each of carbohydrates, protein, and fat per meal for women, and 4 blocks for men. Okay, then we have a pH chart also that is on the Y.B. Hurton site. It goes from over here, the most acidic, over to the most alkaline. So if you eat something that's kind of a little bit acidic, we're not saying don't eat any of some of these things. These have a triangle. Those are the ones you don't eat. If you have an egg or something, then you're going to want to have something that's alkaline so that you stay in balance. That's basically our main charts. And so we do have also one for showing the place of healthy eating in a smoothie recipe. But now I would like to turn the time over to our super Texan Houston friend, Nancy Gilmer. Nancy, are you on the WebEx?
I am.
Okay. Here's Nancy.
Okay. We're going to talk about bone health today, and we are going to kind of step-by-step go through what our 3 products are. First of all, just a little bit about our bones. We are constantly seeing the advertisements about what we should be taking from the drug company to keep our bones healthy, which most of us have all learned that it's not a good route to go because of the side effects, and we'll be talking about that a little. But healthy bones are vital to your joints and your whole body. Besides structural support and protective armor, your bones provide calcium to joints and organs for proper functioning, red blood cells to deliver oxygen throughout the body, white blood cells for a strong immune system. It's not just your bones that need minerals. Your joints, heart, brain, intestines, muscles, kidneys, liver, and ears. All the vital organs and tissues require minerals to be released from your bones on a daily basis. When the body is young and healthy, minerals are managed optimally by internally produced molecules. With aging, production of these essential management molecules declines, and the body becomes susceptible to deterioration and disease. This process of decline was inevitable until Dr. Naidu's breakthrough discovery of the bio-replenishment. 1 second here while this next screen comes up. Bio-replenishment is a new approach to supplementation, not a vitamin, mineral, hormone, or prescription drug. Bio-replenishment uses the body's own chemicals whose levels decline over the years, restoring them to useful levels and supporting optimum function of vital tissues and organs. These include absorption, transport, and utilization of nutrients, distribution of minerals, nerve impulses, muscle movement, synthesis, and release of hormones.
Now, can we discuss this a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, so now what you just said was you're talking about getting the minerals around from the bones or into the bones?
Through the bones.
So we eat the calcium and our minerals, and then...
Let me go back over this one sentence. These include absorption, transport and utilization of nutrients, distribution of minerals, nerve impulses, muscle movement, synthesis, and release of hormones.
So we're getting the minerals and things into the bones, and so that would be part of the absorption. And then the bones and the cells call into the bones and say, hey, we need some minerals over here. And so then the osteodense is in charge of the redistribution, takes everything back to the cells. That's where we call the distribution is our UPS system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead.
Ruth, since you've spent a lot of time with Dr. Naidu, maybe you can tell us a little more about what you've learned through him on a one-to-one.
Thank you.
Do you want to do that at this point or a little later?
This would be good. This would be good, probably. Thank you. Dr. Naidu here, born in India, won all these different kinds of scholarships and actually won all the scholarships, and that's never been done in India. But then when he was in his advanced studies, the toxic shock syndrome came along, and what he told us was that when he would study and he and his professors would say, well, how did you get this? And then he would notice he wasn't quite in line with what it was supposed to be doing in an experiment or something. And he would always categorize this someplace in a special information that he would want to work on later. And so that was kind of how he found the answers from toxic shock syndrome. Somebody said, this is the problem. Does anybody have any answers? And they were all very important scholars. They weren't just learning, they were teaching. And he happened to be in there as well, and he said, well, I think I might have an answer. And so that's where he pulled out something that he had learned in an experiment that didn't fit what they were trying to experiment for, and that's where he brought this toxic shock syndrome answer from. And so he solved that problem, and then later, when the E. coli happened a lot more recently, then they Dr. Naidu and asked him if he thought he might be able to solve the E. coli problem as well, something to combat that. And so he knew what to do with it immediately, but the only question was how to apply it to, at that time, it was the meat products. And so now his product, at that time, it's a lactoferrin type of a product, because the lactoferrin can affect bad bacteria without affecting the good bacteria. It supports the good bacteria and helps to open up the porins on the back of the bad bacteria so that our immune system or the antibiotics can kill it off. Anyway, I'm not sure quite how he applied that to the beef or the other meat products, but products have to have his product applied to them before they can have a USDA stamp. And so then more recently, of course, he did what Nancy's talking about, is brought the osteodense to us and did all the studies on that. And I'll let Nancy cover that a little bit more.
Okay. Bio-replenishment turns the clock back on bone and joint health. Mineral management is vital to such body functions as joint use, conduction of nerve impulses, hearing, blood flow, bowel movement, liver and kidney performance, acid-base balance, and detoxification. And this is a little report written by one of our Meekin family members out in California, Dr. John Jackson. He has entitled this Taking Anti-Aging to the Bone. He says, everyone needs healthy bones and joints. Bones store 99% of the body's calcium. All body organs depend on a supply of calcium from bones. The brain takes 150 milligrams, the heart 100 milligrams, intestines 600 milligrams, and kidneys 150. And that's, we need that much each day, so that's a total of 1,000 milligrams. This mineral management system is vital to such body functions as joint use, conduction of nerve impulses, hearing, heartbeat and blood flow, bowel movements, liver and kidney performance, acid-base balance and detoxification. In childhood, we make the entire skeleton every 4 years, 5 times on average by age 20. With advancing age, this process slows considerably due to a decline in production of the mineral managing molecule we made in abundance when we were younger. This is the reason, despite eating well and exercising regularly, we can start to suffer with bone and joint trouble. At least one third.
Oh, excuse me. When you get to a pause point, then I'd like to have people tell maybe some results that they've gotten, if that's okay, Nancy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. At this point, or when? You're going to tell me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When you want to have a break? When you feel the break?
They can do that now. There's about 4 more paragraphs to this report.
Okay. Okay. So,
any one of them?
Yeah, Nancy mentioned quite a number of things that this affects in our body, our heart, our digestion, even our hearing. I don't remember hearing that, and maybe I better take more. I can start out because I didn't really feel like I had a bone problem. My bone density is good because I probably the things that I've been doing. My digestion system was horrid. I got to a point I just thought I couldn't eat anything. And a friend of mine said one day, she said, well, I can't have anything to eat here at this church activity because I asked her why she wasn't eating. And she said, because I don't have any osteodents. I ran out. And if I don't have it, I cannot digest a thing. Ding, boy, that really gave me a little, here's your answer, Belle. And so I started taking, I started taking 2. And immediately, I was able to eat apples with the skin on them. I could just, that was my worst thing, was trying to eat an apple that had been off the tree for more than a month, and I just couldn't digest it. And after that, I really could. That was amazing. And I know we have some others on here who have had some results. So maybe if you would share. Anybody want to speak up? If you're speaking, you're *6 muted. I don't know if we have Karen on here. She's the one that has all the osteodent stories. Does anybody have one? How about you, Nancy? Do you have a result?
Not yet. I started out on them, and I did not continue because my life kind of took a different turn with some other things, so with other supplements and things, so I didn't want to be taking both, so I need to get back on it. But I would be a very good test case because I do have osteopenia in one area and then osteoporosis in 2 of the others, the hips and the it's the 3 areas they test, the hips, the arm and the leg, I guess.
When we first got the osteodents, we had a lady in Tacoma, and she kind of walked hunched over a bit, and she had some osteoporosis and osteopenia, And so she had just, before this came out, she had just had, they had x-rayed her bones and everything to show her the results. And so then after, I think, I don't know, it must have been only about 4 months or I don't remember exactly how long. I have that record. I should, or could ask her, but she sent me pictures of the new report, and the doctor said now she had the bones of a young person, and I bet she gained probably at least 2 inches. She was just looked so much. She looked different. She was standing straight up. So that was amazing to me, and we've had some other amazing results.
Yeah, Ruth, was the product that you took to deal with your digestion OsteoDense or lactoferrin?
Well, I was already taking lactoferrin, but it was the OsteoDense. I was taking only one OsteoDense, and when I upped it to 2, one in the morning and one at night, that's when it made such a huge difference.
And
I was
taking
it only at night, and then I added one in the morning.
And when you say that you could not digest the skins of an apple, you mean you saw them pass right through your body, or what do you mean you couldn't digest
them? I didn't check that much. What I meant is that if I would eat apple with skin on it, I would have so much bloating and gas that I was just unable to go anywhere, and I was very uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I started just doing it with everything. I was just like, anytime I ate something, it didn't even hardly matter what I ate.
Right, and gas is an example. Bloating and gas is an example of a certain body process that goes on, and that's what was addressed by the OsteoDense. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, good question. Okay, go ahead. Anybody else have a sharing that they would like to do, or should we go ahead with Nancy?
Go, Nance.
Go, Nancy.
At least one-third of Americans have bone and joint problems. When joints hurt, conventional approaches focus on symptomatic relief and fail to get to the root causes. Calcium supplements, undieted, can pile up in kidneys as stones and on the spine as spurs. Bisphosphonates, whether it be Actonel, Boniva, or Fosamax, are popular prescription drugs but carry the risk of serious side effects. Thanks to 30 years of research by Dr. Naidu, twice nominated for a Nobel Prize, there is now a safe and effective solution for healthy bones and joints. The lactoferrin is not a vitamin, mineral supplement, or drug. It forms part of the revolutionary new class of bio-replenishment. Obtained from food, it is the same protein that a young body uses to remake the whole skeleton every 4 years. This mineral-managing molecule also stimulates cells that produce new cartilage. A patented synoptin, S-Y-N-O-T-O-R-T-I-N, delivery system directs nutrients to the joints. And this lactoferrin, as published in Osteoporosis International of 2009, starts turning osteoporosis and osteopenia around in just 2 weeks. Side benefits of the completely natural agent, as published in Inflammation Research of 2010, include supplying bone calcium to body organs and the lowering of elevated inflammatory markers linked to heart attacks, diabetes, and colon cancer. And someone mentioned on the call about the, a cancer patient goes in for what they call the blood tumor markers. I've been told that is actually it's a measurement of inflammation in the body. So that's why oncologists now are not putting a whole lot of emphasis on that report. And we have a friend who has cancer, and he has been told also, the doctor said, don't pay much attention to that because that's just showing inflammation in your body. And it can be coming from different sources. Bone density increases can be seen in 3 to 6 months, 23% in less than a year for a female cousin, and that's a cousin of Dr. Jackson, at age 83. That's remarkable, in less than a year for someone of that age. Young people may be candidates just like the 16-year-old son of physician parents who had 8 fractures by age 14, but none since starting this. Joints improve, as in the case of a 70-year-old man whose amputated thumb couldn't bend for nearly 7 years post-surgical reattachment, which then began to flex again in 8 months after starting the natural product. Soft tissues benefit based on my own experience with a bad ankle sprain that healed completely in 37 days, allowing me to run a half marathon with our daughters. As an internal medicine specialist for over 25 years, I have found nothing worthier of consideration for the remediation of bone and joint pathology. So that's saying a lot for our wonderful product.
That is amazing, isn't it? I have another amazing story.
Okay.
Man up in the Okanagan, North Central Washington, had a leukemia type of problem and had gotten to the point where he was not producing any blood cells, and bones were not producing blood cells, and he was having to have weekly transfusions. And he just got really, really decided he didn't want to do that anymore. He just wasn't going to do it. And they got him in there one more time. And then a friend of ours got some this bone health pack to him. Bone health pack, the Greenzymes and Magsteps, and that's what I remember for sure. I believe immunity, but that's not for sure. And so he started taking those. And when we went to see him, we were up there just shortly after that. The Friday before, we talked to him, I think it was on a Sunday, or on the Friday before that, he had not gone for a blood fusion. Infusion? Anyway, I need some mental clarity. So he had not gone because he felt good, and he didn't feel like he needed to have one. He wasn't all tired like he had been before. And they did his blood test 1 week after he had started, and he had started producing all the blood cells, white, red, and platelets, so enough that he didn't feel like he needed to go to have a transfusion. And so then he's continued that, and we're looking forward to checking up on him. Now we've had another one here on Vashon, and a lady, a friend of ours, and she got started, and she was doing the same thing. She had bone cancer and had the chemo, which is what killed off the blood cell production. And she has not had a transfusion since then. That was like through the summer. And I thought she was just gone, and now she's just all better. Another thing that Nancy said that made me think of that we wanted to mention was that Dr. Naidu has done the studies and papers into the journal, medical journals on inflammation and cartilage reproduction. So it's a very, very exciting thing. We are just so honored to have Dr. Naidu with us. And I'm honored also to have all of you with us today. And since it is, does anybody have any questions to ask Nancy or comments?
Ruth, would you also comment on the fact that Dr. Naidu was very well sought after with other drug companies, wasn't it? And that he turned them down?
Yeah, he turned down like a $70 million offer for his patent on osteodense by a well-known drug company. He knew they would just bury it and not put it out so that their pharmaceuticals could prevail, and he turned that down. One honorable man. He's very much a gentleman. We'll be having him up probably again in the next year, and so that you'll be able to meet him. We usually have him here for lunch, but he stays here when he comes up. And so it's really fun to get to know him personally. And still pinch yourself to think that you're involved in a company that can attract a man of his caliber, and then to get to know him personally is really wonderful. For some reason, yeah. He thinks I'm his sister.
Nancy, I have, of course, 1,000 questions, but number one, if there's a way you could send us a link to Dr. John Jackson's article that you read from.
Oh,
and
certainly.
And the real question, I mean, what I'm so simple-minded, I have to know in a simple way what exactly Osteodent does and what exactly Lactoferrin does and why they're taken in combination. Now, you've started it out, okay, and I think that's great. It's really, really helpful. There's a protein in Lactoferrin. Okay, that's when you say, you know, mineral management molecules. Well, that's great, but I want to know, you know, that are we talking enzymes? Enzymes are management molecules. No, we're talking about a protein in Lactoferrin. And why they're taken together? How this is working together? And of course, it does address not just bone health, but other health, kidney health. It's really anyway. I do not understand how they work together. I don't understand that.
Well, once we send this link to you, there is a lot of information here that you can read that we don't have time for today. In fact, we'll want to continue this. Bruce, is that what you have planned? And we can show you videos of Dr. Naidu speaking and. Also a lady who had her femur break, and I'm not sure if most of you have seen this on the news in probably within the last 5 years, but numerous women are having their femurs break with no real apparent hard fall or anything. They're just walking up there.
Well, these are the ones that have been taking Fosamax and those types of drugs.
We're
probably just next Thursday. Some more.
Yeah, I think we should do it, you know, over and over. I mean, my brain, the reason I get sentences down to toxins inhibit enzymes is that my brain can, with practice, remember those three words. And I know, and each word is filled with information. And so I want to know how these, because I have perfect bones, hard as a rock bones, wonderful bones, no problem, don't need anything for that. But I'm taking these two products for kidney stones, okay? So do you see what I'm saying? And I have a friend who cannot seem to be a bacterial infection, and I want to know encouraging her to take these two products, one of them or just two of them, you know, whether she should just take the one that deals with the E. coli, because she has no reason to have such an E. coli infection, okay, in her urine, you know, I mean, causing 103, 104 temperatures, you know,
yeah.
And so I want to know if I, you know, should she be taking both of them? I can't risk somebody taking a quality product and not taking both of them if they're needed. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want her to take Lactoferrin and have it not function because she didn't take Osteodent.
That's very interesting.
Now, here's kind of what we're talking about in these three products. The three products together, the Osteodent, the three here, this is the way he has devised the bone pack kit. The Osteodent, the Caldent, and the Lactoferrin, they support the natural function, unique, pure, premium quality, extensive purification process, isolated from contamination, not genetically modified, and discovered and formulated by Dr. Naidu with 25 years of research. And it, for the healthy bones that release calcium to the heart, muscles, and nerves, we've got the osteodense, which supports the absorption of vital mineral compounds for maintenance of healthy bone tissue throughout life, the only targeted transport system to convey vital minerals to the synovium or joint area, protected by two patents pending. Now the Calden, it is a balanced mineral formulation that is formulated for easy digestion, calcium carbonate and calcium citrate supports an increase in bone density. The cofactors including vitamin D, K, folate, magnesium, and boron, nutrients for muscles and nerve tissue. Now on to the lactoferrin. It promotes nutrient absorption and revitalizes intestinal immunity. It assists in preserving a healthy intestinal tract, supports immune system activity, no lactose, encourages production of the body's natural defenses. It's a prebiotic that stimulates production of probiotic compounds and maintains beneficial bacteria. It enhances the body's natural antioxidant response and a basic building block of life found in all body fluids, including tears, blood, and saliva. Lactoferrin is the key to the absorption and function of osteodense and calden. So that's why they tie all three together. Any comments by anyone?
Well, that's really good for an introduction. I think that's really good, Nancy. That good introduction. We'll continue this discussion next Thursday, I think.
Okay.
A good question, Joan. Very good.
Yeah. So what you just read, Nancy? That's in that article by John Jackson. Okay.
All of this that I read today is in. I will send you a link, and it has all of this.
Okay.
You can keep moving from one to another.
Okay, good.
Okay. Our news flash for the day, really quick, is on the new, from Dr. Mercola today, and he's talking about Monsanto paying $4.2 million to in a campaign to defeat the labeling of GMOs. And so here are all the countries in this map all over the place that have the little green pins. They have labeling to let you know if a product has got GMO foods in it, and then here's the U.S. and Canada that do not have require labeling, and they are spending all that million to do it. So that's something for you to investigate. We're not going to discuss it now. It's just a little news flash, and I don't know if that I would rather have a news flash that's happy, and I could send you off happy, but I guess we'll have to be happy that we have Nancy helping us today and Dr. Naidu helping us every day with these amazing products. We are glad that you've joined us today and hope you have a great day, all day today. And we'll be back again tomorrow with Monty.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you
Nancy.
So much. Thank you, Nancy. Thank
you, Nancy and Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye, everybody.